So, Ernie, sometimes it just seems that this focus of our attention on waking up is such a selfish and self-serving quest.
Ignorance. So it doesn't mean, like, as a human, I have rescued a dog, and I sometimes have fantasies of doing something with animal rescue, because that's some little area where this character is, you know, sees innocence being abused and wants to do something. And mm-hmm. I know you have one with respect to women and in the Middle East. And these are natural instincts, and some of them might actually move you to actually do something at that level. But the essential thing to do is to wake up to the ignorance, which sounds spiritual. I know. The worst thing about the word awakening is it's gotten pretty tainted. Hmm. I think it's a clinical exercise in consulting your own experience, what's actually going on. And you can find out something real. And you can see how illusion, the illusion of a self, the illusion of a hostile world, can be seen through. Mm-hmm. For yourself, this is not magic, mysticism, or though it probably sounds like that.
And just as you were speaking, something I saw was how bringing the attention to what is so will alleviate suffering that seems inevitable with living here on the planet. So regardless, you know, there will be starvation, war, death, whatever, that it still is actually a way, you know, in terms of wanting to alleviate the suffering on the planet, that to put our attention on waking up or on who we really are does alleviate the suffering.
It's very interesting.
It may not put bread on your table or
anybody else's table right at first.
Fresh water.
Right.
Yeah, but it won't be a way to handle it. I'm wondering if you refer to a quote of Krishnamurti's regarding something about do not be a social worker.
Yeah, God forbid don't be a social worker, you would say. I don't know in what context, but I know that was something that was in one of his talks or one of his dialogues. But I think what he meant and what I got from it was lots of people devote themselves to service and helping as a really selfish act.
Yeah.
I'm a good person, I'm doing a good thing. Egos doing good is not doing good.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if you're awake and you want to go run an orphanage, more power to you. Uh-huh. If you're ignorant and you're running an orphanage so you could look like a good person, I would rather you didn't.
Yeah.
For the children's sake, as well as your own. So, and I think needs to be said. A lot of awakening spiritual stuff is actually just ego crap disguised and hiding out in a costume of spirituality.
Yeah.
It's not really looking for anything true. It's looking for something spiritual, and then you can live
something
there.
That looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. Or the idea is it'll make you happier, and I'll become enlightened or something close to it, and then I'll be peaceful and happy all the time. And that's thought moving in time. Mm-hmm. And the real article is both easier and much more difficult. It's easier because you really only have to see what's so and throw off what's not so. See the truth about the false, which is I'm calling it a clinical exercise. I thought Ernie was real, and I now see that he's not really the person. The only thing that sees out of these eyeballs is consciousness, not Ernie. Ernie co-opted that, but that's not who sees you at this moment. It's consciousness, awareness. Ernie never really existed. And this awareness is full of love. It just can't help it. If you imagine that there are billions of people, and if you were to imagine, again, we're just using the mind, that all those or many of those billions of people were awake to this and felt all this love, they could not recreate the mess that we're doing now. Mm-hmm. It would be impossible. Mm-hmm. And that is a metaphoric way of saying, if I can end a war, violence, yeah, here, right, it's over. And it's, mm-hmm, it's also the recognition that it's possible for it to end.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.